Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Well, welcome to Success Made Simple. This is your success coach, Dave Martin. And listen, I'm excited that you chose to join us today. I love our podcast. I love that you join me because one of the things we try to do is we take principles for life, principles for your mindset, the way you think, which we're going to be talking about today and over the next few weeks from my book, Mindset Matters. Now, if you don't have a copy of the book yet, Mindset Matters, I encourage you, get it today. You're going to get a little bit from these podcasts, but you can get it at davemartin.org, our website there. With, you might find a special with some other books as well. Amazon.com, anywhere books are sold. And also follow us on social media at Dr. Dave Martin, Facebook, Instagram. We'd love to connect with you, and hopefully you'll do that as well. Here we talk about principles that you can apply to your everyday life so that you can be the best you that you can be. See, no matter what a person's belief system is, most agree that our thoughts shape our life, our destiny. There's a clear connection between someone's thinking and behavior, and a person's behavior is always connected to the outcome of that person's life. So maybe those who believe in God believe that our origins are in Him and believe that our lives have their origins in God, have lives also have real purpose. See, we were created for a reason, for a purpose, with foresight, intentionality. We came from somewhere and we're definitely going somewhere. I always say you were created on purpose for a purpose. And in spite of our origins and God's specific plan, the fact remains that He holds the key to our destiny. I read a story, it kind of caught my eye, about a guy named Michael. Michael was one who could easily get under your skin. He was just too nice, too happy, too good, right? All the time, he always found a way to see the positive in every situation. Even if it was a negative situation or a negative conversation, Michael one day was asked by one of his coworkers, how do you stay so stinking positive all the time? And Michael explained that his attitude was a choice. He had learned that both good and bad things are going to happen and that he had the power to choose whether it would be a positive or a negative. He had the power to choose whether he would be a positive person or a negative person. Regardless of circumstances, he decided that he didn't want to waste his life waiting for things to happen. So he changed his mindset. He changed his thinking. Now, after some time, the lady asked him, Michael, about this consistently upbeat demeanor, how are you doing? How are you doing? Some time had gone past. And it turned out that Michael had been severely injured in an accident. He had fallen 60 feet from a communication tower. He had endured hours of surgery and a lengthy stay in ICU, but he survived. But destined to live the rest of his life with some limited mobility, and when she connected with him face to face, she asked, how did you respond? And his response is, if I were any better, I'd be twins. Wow. Then he offered to show his scars that he had. I mean, when he said he was laying on the ground, his first thought went to his soon-to-be-born daughter. His second thought went to, he had two choices, live or die. I got a choice. He decided that the paramedics were great, successfully getting him to the hospital, encouraging him on the way. But when they wheeled him into emergency, he saw the expression on the faces of the doctors, and that's when he said he got a little scared. He could see in their eyes, he's a dead man. The nurse was excitedly interviewing him to prep him for surgery, and she asked if he's allergic to anything. He responded with yes, and the room got quiet as everyone listened to see what he was allergic to. And he took a deep breath, and he said, gravity. All over their laughter, he told them, I'm choosing to live. Operate on me as if I'm alive, not that I'm dead. And he pulled through. I mean, seriously wounded from the accident, but fully alive in every sense of the word, fully convinced that his choice made the difference between life and death. There's a scripture in Deuteronomy, choose life. I think all of us need to choose life. Jesus stated in Matthew chapter 8, it shall be done for you as you have believed. It tells me there's a lot, there's a fixed law in God's creation. It's a belief that leads to after effects and outcomes. And so you got to make your choice today. People who comprehend the connection between their thinking and their thinking and their behavior and their beliefs and the outcome of their lives will taste the ultimate life. The rest of their life will be the best of their life. Talk about all that is in Mindset Matters. You got to get the book. If you don't have it, right there, we just saw a great example of someone's mindset that made all the difference. Go to Amazon.com, grab your book today, DaveMartin.org. Get a copy. I promise you, you'll be glad that you did. Mindset matters. Mindset matters. Again, make sure you share this with someone else. Like it. Join us every week right here on Success Made Simple so that you can find out principles that you can put to practice in your life that will make it, well, it's not going to make it perfect, but it'll make it a little more simple. Hey, this is Dr. Dave, your success coach. And until next week, right back here on Success Made Simple, we'll make the rest of your week the best of your week.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.